So when the precious seed is sown, life-giving grace bestow, that all whose souls receive the truth, its saving power may know. For our daily prayer, we use the Order of Morning Prayer, found on page 235 in the Lutheran Service Book, or page 024 in the middle section of Treasury of Daily Prayer. Let us pray.
O Lord, open my lips, and my mouth shall declare your praise. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever.
Today's New Testament reading is the Holy Gospel according to St. Mark, the 4th chapter. Again, Jesus began to teach beside the sea, and a very large crowd gathered about him, so that he got into a boat and sat in it on the sea, and the whole crowd was beside the sea on the land. And he was teaching them many things in parables, and in his teaching he said to them, "Listen, a sower went out to sow, and as he sowed, some seed fell along the path, and the birds came and devoured it. Other seed fell on rocky ground, where it did not have much soil, and immediately it sprang up, since it had no depth of soil. And when the sun rose, it was scorched, and since it had no root, it withered away. Other seed fell among thorns, and the thorns grew up and choked it, and it yielded no grain. And other seeds fell into good soil, and produced grain, growing up and increasing, and yielding 30-fold, and 60-fold, and 100-fold. And he said, "He who has ears to hear, let him hear." And when he was alone, those around him with the 12 asked him about the parables. And he said to them, "To you has been given the secret of the kingdom of God. But for those outside, everything is in parables, so that they may indeed see, but not perceive, and may indeed hear, but not understand, lest they should turn and be forgiven." And he said to them, "Do you not understand this parable? How then will you understand all the parables? The sower sows the word, and these are the ones along the path where the word is sown. When they hear, Satan immediately comes and takes away the word that is sown in them. And these are the ones sown on rocky ground, the ones who, when they hear the word, immediately receive it with joy. And they have no root in themselves, but endure for a while. Then, when tribulation or persecution arises on account of the word, immediately they fall away. And others are the ones sown among thorns. They are those who hear the word, but the cares of the world and the deceitfulness of riches and the desires for other things enter in and choke the word, and it proves unfruitful. But those that were sown on the good soil are the ones who hear the word and accept it and bear fruit, 30-fold and 60-fold and 100-fold. This is the word of the Lord." For today's meditation on God's Word, we welcome the Reverend Dr. Charles Geeshan.
In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, Amen. All Christians have, at one time or another, wondered why they came to faith in Jesus and stayed in that faith, while others do not believe in spite of hearing the gospel, or believe but later fell away from faith in Jesus. All Christian congregations have wondered why they have grown at times, but at other times it has been a struggle to grow. Sometimes there seems to be abundant fruit, but at other times the fruit seems scarce. The natural thought is to ask, are we using the right message and mission? These things are by no means easy to understand, but the parable of Jesus about the sower and the seed in Mark 4, 1-20 helps us to respond to these difficult questions with a deeper understanding of how God's kingdom grows and his gracious kingly reign is extended. The great thing about the parable of the sower and the seed is that Jesus himself explains its meaning for us so that we can be sure we are on solid ground with how we are to interpret the actions depicted in this parable. He begins his explanation by stating, "To you has been given the mystery or secret of the kingdom of God." What is the mystery or secret of God's reign? It is knowing that the kingdom or reign of God comes through the life, death, resurrection, and return of Jesus. Jesus is the mystery or secret to interpreting all the parables. When we know the parables are illustrating God's work in Jesus, they become very understandable. But if we miss this, then they may be very confusing. In this parable, the seed is the word or message that Jesus is proclaiming. It is also the message that all the faithful pastors that Jesus sends out are proclaiming. It is the message that every Christian is to share. So exactly what is this powerful seed that is to be planted? It is the gospel message of how God has defeated sin and Satan's reign through Jesus, especially in his death that pays the price of the world's sin at the cross, including your sin. Jesus gives four examples of what happens to the seed as it is sown. First, in some cases, Satan snatches the gospel message from people before it can even take root. Second, the seed in rocky ground reflects those people where the seed creates Christians, but they fall away when persecution comes because their roots are not deep or mature. Third, the thorns are the cares and riches of the world that choke out the message of Jesus in Christian lives. People sometimes get so attached to messages and images on their cell phones that the message of Jesus and the image of Christ crucified gets choked out of their lives. And finally, this same seed also produces an abundant harvest in some people. 30, 60, 100-fold of what was sown, because the gospel is the power of salvation for all who believe. What do we learn from this parable? The mission challenges that we Christians encounter in life are not because the gospel message of what Jesus has done to save the world is ineffective. They are due to Satan, this world's cares, and the sinful rejection of this message by people. We need not doubt that the message of what Jesus has done and is doing is powerful and effective. It is what creates faith, produces abundant love in our lives, and brings hope of everlasting resurrected life. So in spite of how it may be rejected, we are to scatter that seed, knowing that its power will produce abundantly in some, as it has already done in us. These words are shared in Jesus' name. Amen.
Let us pray. Almighty and merciful God, of your bountiful goodness, keep us from all things that may hurt us, that we, being ready in both body and soul, may cheerfully accomplish whatever you would have us do. Through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen.
O Lord, our Heavenly Father, almighty and everlasting God, you have safely brought us to the beginning of this day. Defend us in the same with your mighty power, and grant that this day we fall into no sin, neither run into any kind of danger, but that all our doings, being ordered by your governance, may be righteous in your sight. Through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever.
Amen.
Taught by our Lord and trusting his promises, we are bold to pray.
Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen.
Let us bless the Lord. Thanks be to God. The Lord Almighty bless us and direct our days and our deeds in his peace. Amen.
Thank you for joining us for morning prayer. The Almighty and Merciful Lord, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit bless and preserve you.